Farmers Markets ready to keep growing. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The whole purpose of Farmers Markets are to serve and feed the communities that they are stationed in.
You know, Tennessee is blessed to have an abundant number of farmers markets across the state. And since the onset of COVID-19 last year, they have been elevated to perhaps an even higher status. Casey Hare is the manager of the Nolensville and Thompson Station Markets and currently president of the Tennessee Association of Farmers Markets.
So not only were we seeing an increase in customer traffic, we saw an increase in the amount of vendors and the type of vendors that were coming to the farmers market. So people that lost jobs in the hospitality industry were taking their maybe closet hobbies and turning them into businesses that they could sell and provide for their families at the farmers markets.
Statewide, there are more than 150 markets listed on the Pick Tennessee Products website. Casey Hare says there are some 48 markets that are represented by their association. And she says the renewed interest in the general public last year will hopefully carry over to the upcoming season to provide that fresh and local outlet for Tennessee-produced products.
The hope is that the trend and people seeing the value in purchasing local goods stays, and that being an entrepreneur and having an outlet like farmers markets in the community is a big deal for people.
And just because it's not time to set out the garden just yet, there's still plenty of products available at many markets across the state. And Casey Hare says they want everyone to know that some are open year-round.
A lot of markets, because of the growth and the success of their summer season, were able to continue through the winter, where normally market seasons shut down in October. So we've seen a lot of markets go year-round this year.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.